listening to the Empowered Caregiver Show. I'm Liza, and I'm here with my co-host Kristen and Jennifer from the ADRC. Jennifer was telling us about the great work that they do at the ADRC, explaining some of the benefit specialist and information assistance, as well as the transition services from childhood into adult services. And I know that that's not where it ends. Jennifer, what else do you guys do?
Yeah, so at the ADRC, we are also the place to enroll in publicly funded long-term care. So that is a program that older adults and people with intellectual, developmental, and physical disabilities can enroll in, who are also eligible for Medicaid, and they receive services to help remain in the community. So this includes such things as bathing, dressing, making meals, going to work, paying bills. And so the long-term care programs in Dane County are such programs as Family Care, Partnership, and IRIS. And the ADRC does the screening for both functional and financial eligibility for those programs. So if you're interested in those programs and if you qualify, you would call the ADRC and ask for an assessment. And the ADRC will do a functional screen. We will also talk to you about finances and to see if you are financially eligible for the program. And if you're not, like what you would need to do to become financially eligible for the program. Are you, do you have to spend down some assets? Sometimes people establish a burial if they're close to being eligible for Medicaid, and we would work through that process and enroll people into a long-term care program. The really nice thing about it being through the Aging and Disability Resource Center is, you know, before if you had to call the right department. So if I had a physical disability or if I was an older adult, and now everything comes through the ADRC. So it's really helpful. Easy for a person to start to talk to an information and assistance specialist and get screened for the program if they're interested. The other piece that the ADRC has is that we have a dementia care specialist who really focuses on dementia and the issues related to dementia. So our dementia care specialist can help people connect if they want to get in for an assessment with a memory clinic or a physician because they're worried about their memory and feel like they need to have that looked into. We also help people who have been diagnosed with a memory issue get connected with understanding that diagnosis and what that means. If they're a caregiver, helping through that process of maybe there's some things with the diagnosis I don't understand, or my loved one is now having some behavior issues that I've never seen before and I don't know how to deal with them. We have someone who specializes in all the issues related to dementia that can really help. We also help to make the community more dementia friendly. So we work on a dementia friendly communities initiative where we train businesses to learn how to work better with people who have dementia. And we also do a lot of things to support caregivers. We do support groups, help with connecting people to resources, and do memory screenings, lots of different things with dementia. So those are our five core services at the ADRC.
That's wonderful. And when it comes to the dementia care, I'm assuming that that is not restricted to any certain age, correct?
Correct. No, nope, none at all.
Okay, because there's days where I feel like I definitely should be calling. Okay, so switching gears a little bit, what do you find to be the caregiver's biggest need?
I think, and we talked about it a little bit before, but you know, oftentimes caregivers don't identify themselves as a caregiver. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of the first piece of I'm calling to get some help and I'm not really sure. And oftentimes it's really talking to a person about resources, yes, for their loved one, but also for themselves, because being a caregiver is really stressful. And you don't mean it to be stressful, but oftentimes it's an and.
Definitely.
Give you the example of my mom, who I really love, years ago had open heart surgery. And so her caregiving need really amped up for us while she was going through that recovery. And so I am a worker and I have my normal everyday job, and I am a parent and I have children, and I have this caregiving now that wasn't in the mix of everything. And learning how to make time for everything and learning the importance of also taking care of yourself. Because if I, as a caregiver, don't take care of myself and have my own health emergency, that causes a whole other wealth of issues. So really learning that it's okay to do your caregiver journey, but also to do things to help take care of yourself, and that you're not alone in this journey, and that there are others who are there to support you and to help you and to talk to you about resources and what you can do.
That's great.
Yeah, very well put. I love how you say that. And so much of what you said just kind of echoes what we're hoping to do and accomplish with the radio show. Kristen, do you have anything else to add?
Well, I was curious about that idea of trying to balance yourself, you know, amidst all of the other demands. Is there anything specific that you like to do for self-care or to keep yourself above water when you are, you know, the family caregiver who's getting pulled a million different ways? Like you said, you have a job, you're a mom, and then you're also taking care of an aging parent.
Yeah, you know, I laugh because I didn't think I would ever find myself saying this, but I do like take time just to do some self meditation. I can't say I've ever been, but I had been to my own some caregiver workshops where like this is really helpful. And so I do that. I take some time just for myself where I am alone with no one else. And I often find time to do this after everyone else goes to bed. But just take some time for myself and do some self-meditation and grounding that really helps me move forward.
Wonderful.
I love it.
Yeah, wonderful advice. We are with Jennifer from the ADRC, and we'll be returning in just a few moments.